G'day, Robbie. How are you this morning?
Yeah, pretty good. Not too bad, in spite of a massive loss to Liverpool, which to me is, how would you put it? It's the performance of a team that's relaxed.
Mm.
And but take nothing away from Manchester City, who've absolutely, what this has done is laid down the, if we put this in tab terms, they've laid down the foundation for next season, if you want. And I think Manchester United might be a threat, but I think it'll still be the same two that fight it out for the title next season. That'll make it three seasons in a row. But, you know, City did what they had to do and Liverpool got spanked.
Yeah, but it'd be difficult, Robbie, after winning the title and, you know, celebrating and then trying to get yourself up again. I think, you know, while everyone tries to be as professional as they can, you can understand that performance.
Yeah, you can. But it'll be certainly one where, you know, Jurgen Klopp won't be happy about it. But like you say, what do you do? I mean, it's not only a physical thing where you say they've celebrated, and we know they will have because we know how football teams celebrate. I think that's pretty universal around the world. It's also mentally that you relax because, you know, for those players, they went so close last season. You know, 1 point, of course, we go back a season, sorry, the 1 point Manchester City had won at that time. And, you know, to finally have broken that 30-year duck, you can understand it psychologically that the team has relaxed. But Jurgen Klopp won't be happy about it because, you know, in spite of them, you know, they are lifting the trophy. There's no doubt about that. They were somewhat embarrassed this morning by Manchester City.
Well, it was 3-1 in the other game between Sheffield United and Tottenham, and there was a controversial moment there. Did the VAR get the handball call right, which denied Harry Kane and Tottenham the equaliser in that match just after the half-hour mark?
Yeah, look, I think it got it right, as harsh as it sounds, but that's the age we live in, the VAR. And like I said, it was a close call, but I think they got it right.
This weekend's matches. Have you got any tips for us, Robbie?
Tips? Well, I'm not very good at tipping, so I don't
want to... Hang on.
Leading people, I got them both wrong this morning.
What about the other day with West
Ham? Yeah, you on fire the other day.
When you tip a $6 winner, you can run with it for a while, Robbie.
Yeah, well, that's it, but you're only as good as your last game, my son.
That's experience speaking right there.
I did have an extraordinary morning the other morning, but... I got put firmly back on my bum this morning with tipping Liverpool to beat Man City, and of course I tipped Spurs to beat Sheffield United. But yeah, look, it's another round. A lot of interesting games. Of course, we know the title's done, but relegation certainly isn't. So there's a lot of important games. Leicester have dropped off the pace, and I tell you, United are gathering momentum. I think United will win handsomely at home. Bournemouth look like they're gone. They shipped four at home to Newcastle last week. West Ham was a massive win. I mean, in context of relegation, that was as big as it gets. They've jumped out of that relegation zone. They probably need four or five more points for safety, but it will still be ongoing. As I said, I think Norwich and Bournemouth are probably gone. I think Liverpool will bounce back against Villa, who are deep in relegation. Now, I think they'll get a lot of goals as well. And Man City, I think, will be too good for Southampton. Spurs to bounce back against Everton, who had that good win against Leicester, of course. And they're probably the standout games. The other one, I would guess, is a very interesting game because Arsenal are so difficult to pick their form. But I think Wolves will be too good at home against Arsenal as well, and Chelsea to beat Watford in that other London derby. They will bounce back after losing to West Ham.
Just amazing to see Wolves favourites against Arsenal. Who would have thought that?
That's incredible. If you go back, you can't remember in time where if someone had told you a year ago, listen, Arsenal will travel to Wolves next season and Wolves will be clear favourites, you'd laugh. You know.
Unbelievable.
Because, you know, the big six, you know, teams are always the big six, and Arsenal are certainly one of those. But they've got a long way back to get back to that status. And I don't know how they're going to do that in the immediate term. I think it's a decent job ahead of someone to rebuild Arsenal.
Now, in the FFA news and James Johnson, so they've announced these 11 core principles, Robbie, to implement over the next, 15 years or so. There's a fair bit of corporate speak in there when I was having a look through them. Mm. But what do you make of this news of a transfer system to be introduced, as we see in Europe, allowing clubs to buy and sell players?
Yeah, look, I think that's pretty well-known system in the football world. And it'd be something that I think would be very good in the game here, and it gives compensation to clubs. Look, obviously the financial footing and standing of the game has to be established first. But you've got to have a plan. So I think in the future, relegation, transfer systems all come into play. But for the moment, it's about, the survival of the competition in some respects. We've got to finish this season, which will... obviously the 16th of July is coming quickly. And then before you know it, it'll be wrapped up with a grand final that's proposed to August 22. And before you know it again, the new season will kick off. As we know, the television deal with broadcast partner Fox Sports is only for another season. So there's a lot of work to do to make sure that competition is viable ongoing.
I don't think I've asked you, Rob, but is next year's competition going to be played in the winter?
It'll finish in the winter.
Yeah,
it's muted to start in December and finish in July, and the season after, hypothetically, with inverted commas, they're looking to revert back to a winter season.
Yep.
To align with the grassroots football that are obviously those kids all play in winter. I'm yet to be convinced that's the way to go. I'm not saying it's not the way to go, but I just think what needs to happen is to concentrate on the now and get it right now.
Robbie, you go and have a great weekend, mate.
Thank you. I'm going to go and have a very... Because Nick quite rudely put me forward, and I was... I'm going to have to eat a very soggy Weet-Bix now. Do you like soggy Weet-Bix? Are you a soggy Weet-Bix guy, Larry?
No, I'm not. I don't like them too soggy. No.
Well, on that note, I think I should leave.
No. Well,
Gerard, thanks for your contribution.
Can you get rid of the Weet-Bix you got and put another couple in and pour the milk over it or not?
I think I'll have to do that.
Yeah, I think you'll have to, mate.
Looking very ordinary.
Yeah.
Very ordinary.
Not good, mate. Not good.
All right, then, boys. You have a great weekend.
See you, champion. Have a good weekend.